We're getting better. We're getting better. We might not have been as crisp with some things today overall. We'll go in and obviously watch the tape, but from yesterday's practice, we were better. We're getting better. We're just emphasizing just a lot of little things that we've been doing all year, but just eyes and feet and, you know, where the ball's supposed to be and what we're supposed to be doing, and we got better. So we'll go in and look at it today. Some of the newness of everything's kind of worn off a little bit, but we got to keep it fresh.
I know this is, I think, maybe 10 bowl games for your 10th bowl game, something along those lines. Is that right?
I hadn't counted them up. That sounds probably close. Yeah,
they
maybe.
They all blur together after a while.
Well, I hadn't gone back to look, but probably so in there somewhere. I'm really not sure. Yeah, exactly, 10. Good job on the research. I don't want any idea, man.
Who that you've worked for in the past really kind of shaped your approach toward, you know, how you feel bowl preparation should go?
Well, I took a little bit from everything that we've done, and I really went back and looked at the games we played well, and what we did in those bowl practices. I mean, it goes back to even way back to Southern Miss and how we played well. And there, when I was at some places we had two different approaches. We played poorly one game and changed our approach and played better the next. So I think it's real important that you keep it light, and we got a long time. We have a long time till we play, but we got to get better. We can't just sit back and wait till game week and say, okay, crank it up. So there's no question we were a better football team today than we were yesterday, just with a little bit, and that's all we can do right now.
What's the latest bowl you've ever coached in?
Gosh. January 2nd. I don't know. January 1st on most of them, but I don't remember a late game like this. But it's, you know, it is what it is. You just, here's the bowl game. You kind of count it back. We're going to be off 8 days coming up after next week. So that's another series that we'll have to go through, and when we come back, and then we'll really zero in on Kent State.
When you had bad bowl games, do you think it was just because practices were terrible?
I think we got stale. I think we got stale. I think we did, in my opinion, with that we put too much game plan in early. We got it, and our guys got bored. And I made the mistake of thinking, hey, we're really ready. We know what to do. But I think they lose the respect for the game plan. I think they lose that little edge, that little bite in your stomach, that when you got to do the things the right way and do that. So we got to make sure that we keep them on that edge. And I think by waiting some of the game plan and get to almost game week preparation, because once you get to the bowl site, it's all got to be in. And then, because there's so many distractions that you got to just hone in. But we'll do most of our preparation here, but not until probably after next week.
So you won't really start focusing on Kent State until next week?
Or? Yeah, we're going to sprinkle in a little bit. We're not going to really make a deal of it, but we're going to start working on them a little bit, not tell the guys. So I'm sure none of them will read the newspaper or watch television or anything.
This bunch has always had the ability to, no matter how long, how short the work week, no matter what you put in front of them, I mean, they can be out here having a good time. But when you blow the whistle, these guys go to work. I mean, that's one of the greatest characteristic of this incarnation of the A-State football team. They do such a good job of turning things on when they go by, you know, between the white lines.
And you're exactly right. That's what we said out there. They're different. They're cut above. And they've proven that. They're champions. They're winners. We've said all along, we got leadership. But they do. They want to do the right things. They want to do the right things for their teammates, and they've always done that, whether it's a short week or long week, and they've risen. So, I don't know if you heard there at the end, and Jarbo mentioned Western Kentucky. That still sticks in their craw, and they don't want that to happen again, and that's part of the motivation, but couldn't be more proud of our guys and what they're doing.
How long will you guys have a scrimmage for the young guys tomorrow?
You know, we're going to go in and look at the tape today and see who really did it. It's 30 to 40 plays probably at the most. We probably on defense, we can probably string together a two deep to get those plays. I'm not sure offensively how many guys that we really can put out there. We just got to be careful that it's not anybody that's that we're not going to endanger anybody that would hurt the rest of our preparation. It's really just these guys have been coached for 3 days, so now let's see what they can do and, you know, and try to get the coaches off the field and let them play.
In your experience, how much of an advantage has bowl practice, have bowl practices been moving into the next spring?
You know, and we're already ahead with a couple of the moves that we made and coaching these guys. This is an added spring practice. There's no question about it. We've already had a week of real spring practice. These guys, these young guys that would have had to wait until March, they're getting in December right now. So it's a whole lot better, a lot better. We'll be a better football team next year because of this bowl practice right now.